It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is Pastor Shellam Flemons, and we were blessed. We got a chance to see Sister Winston on yesterday. Praise the Lord for that. We are actually going to play the Sabbath School presentation this morning. It was Live Free from Cancer, and that was our topic. And that will be our broadcast. It actually is about an hour and 5 minutes. So Sister Maria will have our prayer. We already put a link on Facebook that they can get online and listen online to this at freeconferencecall.com/wall/TORWM. So if anyone wants to join us, they may be there listening via internet radio. We can't see that. It's time for our opening prayer at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together and to hear this message. We ask that you would bless it in a special way. And please, Lord, help us to learn things where we can grow and be able to share with others. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Without any further ado, Live Free from Cancer. This was the first presentation on Sabbath morning. Unfortunately, I did not record the message on Friday, but we actually did four. We didn't record the demonstration. But anyway, so we like to keep our family updated. God bless you.
Share it later. Again, happy Sabbath, and we are going to talk about cancer, but we want to also begin with just a few reminders of where we are and what the importance of what we're doing here. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day that you have given to us, and we ask you to bless us with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, my friends. Counsels on Health, page 506, says this: as religious aggression subverts the liberties of our nation, those who would stand for freedom of conscience will be placed in unfavorable positions. For their own sake, I like that. God says, this is what I want you to do. It's going to help you. For their own sake, they should, while they have opportunity, become intelligent in regard to disease, its causes, prevention, and cure. Those who do this will find a field of labor anywhere. There will be suffering ones, plenty of them, who will need help, not only among those of our own faith, but largely among those who know not the truth. The shortness of time demands an energy that has not been aroused among those who claim to believe the present truth. That was said over 100 years ago. Unfortunately, it is worse than it was back then. And God's people are behind in getting ready to spread the message. But notice that it didn't say we have to have college degrees. Didn't say you have to have MD behind your name. It says that we must know four things: disease, its causes, prevention, and cure. Now, our children will have to stand for freedom of conscience. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, that means that the study of disease, its causes, prevention, and cure cannot have long words that children don't understand. It cannot be wrapped in scientific rhetoric and only accepted if there's citations from prestigious journals, because our children wouldn't understand that. So God is simplifying the health message for us. He's the great physician. God is the God of science, my friends. There is no greater scientist than God. He created man, put man in the Garden of Eden, and Satan came with his educational plan, and that combined good with what?
Evil.
That's the devil's university, the combination of good and evil, my brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you one of the things that keeps God's people from, and when I say God's people, I'm speaking in a broad sense, people who claim to be Christians. What keeps them from learning truth is something called politics. And there's a lot of politics that even comes into our church. We might not call it Republican and Democrat. It just might be a good old boy system, so to speak. But that's politics, okay? If we're going to, you know, I'm going to borrow some rhetoric, but I'm going to say it a little different. The former president said, if we don't fight like H-E-L-L, we're not going to have a country. But I'm here to tell him that if we don't fight like heaven, we're not going to have a country. And we're not going to have a country because prophecy says they're not going to fight like heaven. They're going to fight like hell. That's what the Bible says, okay? I don't believe in cursing. That is a biblical word, so I just want you to know. I try to choose my words carefully. I don't say any of the other ones, but, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, it we have to understand. And so I was recently at a convention, a summit, and I would say everybody at that summit was Republican. And they were saying some wonderful things because it's mostly the Republicans that are against the denials of our freedom, the usurpation of our freedoms in this country relating to the vaccine, you know, that kind of thing. And so, but they're not fighting like heaven, you see. Some of them, they have some good material. I'm reading a real good book, and I met the author. I took a picture with the author, and he's saying some really good things as he talks about the state of our country. But, you know, he conveniently leaves out when he wants to talk about all the rioting with Black Lives Matter. He doesn't talk about the rioting that took place at the Capitol, you see, because it's politics, you see. And so they're not going to work. It's not going to work because anybody who they might want to recruit, they need votes. It doesn't even make sense. They need votes. Well, guess what? Some of those votes you need are from the left, you know, to for these things. But they're so politically charged that they would offend people. And we, as God's people, can't be like that. We have to have a message for everybody. So when I was there, I let them know I'm nonpartisan. They were a little strange looking at it, but they didn't treat me like I said I was from the left. They just treated me like, okay, what does that mean? You know, they think you've got to fight politically. No, we have to fight principally, brothers and sisters. And so God is going to have us do a work that they can't do because they're so politically charged. Notice that this is Loma Linda Messages, page 10. In the work of the school, as we talk about education, maintain simplicity. No argument is so powerful as is success founded on simplicity. And you may have success in the education of students as medical missionaries without a medical school, listen to this, that can qualify physicians to compete with the physicians of the world. Let the students be given a practical education, and the less dependent you are upon worldly methods of education, the better it will be for the students. Special instruction should be given in the art of treating the sick without the use of poisonous drugs and in harmony with the light God has given. Students should come forth from the school without having sacrificed the principles of health reform. Loma Linda Messages, page 10. So notice what it says, and this is what you all are doing, and this is why it's going to be successful. And we even though the brother is not here today, we saw what God can do. If we would elevate the moral standard in any country where we may be called to go, we must begin by correcting their physical habits. You want to change this country and save this country? We need to go out and teach people the live free lifestyle, the health message of the Bible. Amen. Praise God. They need to know that blackberries can help us. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about overcoming cancer the refreshing way. Some of this I know I'm preaching to the choir, but the beautiful thing about the truth is it's old and new. The treasure that we're told to bring forth is old and new. Amen? So the original diet, and some of this might be new because I've heard different concepts, so I'll just share what I understand. If what I understand is different than what you understand, guess what? We don't believe in pride. Amen? We have to be humble. And if you can show me I'm wrong, I have no problem saying, you know what, brother, sister, you're right. I'm wrong. That's why they won't get along, because they won't say, you're right, I'm wrong. So they can't get along because there's too much pride. Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree. To you it shall be for meat. Now, I believe, and this is not always taught this way, that this includes fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables. Some people just say it's fruits, nuts, and grains, and they say that God added vegetables after sin. I don't believe that. I believe that some herbs or plants that bear seeds are vegetables. Broccoli is one. Okay? God gave, this was before sin. Once sin came in, the body would begin to deteriorate, Brother Paxton. And so God had to give medicinal herbs. So after sin, God added herbs. Now, some herbs can still be in the vegetable kingdom, the herb of the field, greens, and other things. But the point being made is, I believe that God gave in the beginning that original diet, and it was included fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables. Then after man sinned and the body would deteriorate, he added medicinal herbs. Isn't that I mean, that makes more sense, doesn't it? Amen. It makes more sense to me, you know? And so you have a lot of different things that are taught these days, brothers and sisters, and there's a lot of fanaticism in our movement, and that is the work of the devil. Because if he can cause you to focus on whether somebody has a necktie on or doesn't have a necktie on, or whether they mix this with their fruit and this with their vegetables, or whatever the case might be, I've seen a lot of damage done to the cause of God because we major in minors. And we have to overcome that, my friends. Amen. So there you have it, fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables. Fruits, nuts, grains, and vegetables are the only foods that are not linked to any disease. So name a disease that starts with the letter A. Arthritis. You will never find anything that links artichokes with arthritis. Name one that starts with B. Blood pressure or bronchitis. You will not find a single study that says broccoli causes blood pressure elevation. Okay? Name one that begins with a C. Cancer. You will not find a single cited study that says cauliflower causes cancer. And we could go down the whole alphabet. But when you switch over and you start eating the flesh of dead animals and milk, eggs, and cheese, you have all kinds of citations showing that there's a relationship between the animal kingdom and the foods therein to these diseases. So we've been given a wonderful plan, brothers and sisters. Not a single study. And you got thousands and thousands of studies showing milk, eggs, cheese, beef, pork, chicken. And if you go down to certain places in Louisiana, they eat everything. And I'm not against Louisiana, brothers and sisters, but I'm telling you, I took one trip to Louisiana one time, and it was my first trip to Louisiana. And when I got off the plane, the elder that picked me up, he said, did you bring your passport? And it scared me. I was like, am I not going to be, wait a minute, you know, you tricked me, you know, like, I'm thinking, you know, that at that time I hadn't flown a whole lot, so I figured I'd lost something or forgot something, you know. But what he was trying to tell me was that I was in another planet. I was in another place. And as you drove down, you know, we have hot dogs. They have crawdog stands, you know. And you know, we might have shake and bake. They have snake and bake, you know. They eat everything down in the bayou, man, I'm telling you. And, yeah, I'm telling you, man, they eat snake, hog. I mean, a lot of people eat hog, but snake, rabbit, anything. If it moves, they eat it. So I don't know if you're going to find too many studies on, you know, beaver meat, you know, or turtle meat and cancer, because it's just not a prevalent food. But they do eat that food down there. So, my friends, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but this is right in your Bible. This is in Genesis chapter 5, but you have to go to Genesis 9 to get the year of life for Noah. So what I'm going to do, just so we can stay awake, I'm going to say the name and you give how long they lived. Is that fair enough? So let's do this exercise together. Adam. Seth. Enos. Canaan. Mahalalel. Jared. Enoch. Amen. Methuselah. Lamech. Noah. So my brothers and sisters, you know, we have a nice little age range. We have at least one a child here, and we keep going up. I'm not going to mess up and say we got people in there this and in there this and in there this, because I might offend somebody. Who does he think I am? I ain't 80, you know, or whatever. So, you know, you get in trouble when you do stuff like that. But I can tell you this. If I live a few more years, these police officers out here, they'll be my grandchildren. Okay? And that's a scary concept, you know? So I'll tell you, I'm in my 50s, mid-50s, you know? And so what if you asked me my age and I said, well, I just had my 600th birthday. That sounds like ancient, right? How old are you? Well, I just reached 792, you know? And then some of these brothers, oh, I just reached 900. You know, that's deep. They primarily were on God's health plan. Primarily, okay? The lifespan was 912 years of age. That's the average lifespan while man was primarily on God's health plan. Now, you might not know this, but the reason why mankind started eating meat, I'm going to ask, Pastor, what's your child's name, son's name?
Japheth.
Japheth. What is that?
The ark.
That's the ark, Japheth. You got it, man. All right. So, can you grow a garden in a flood?
No.
No. Now, you might say, well, what about hydroponics? You can't flood the hydroponic plant. You cannot grow a garden in a flood. Meat eating, my brothers and sisters, was an emergency diet to save man's life. Amen. Because if you study the Bible, it will tell you that they went into the ark in the second month, the 17th day of the month. It said the ark rested on the mountains of Ararat in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month. Now, they had a different calendar back then, but if we use our calendar, that means they got into the ark February 17th, and they came out of the ark July 17th. Mm. Now, how many of you have ever done a one-day fast? How many have ever done a three-day fast? How many have ever done a seven-day fast? Less and less hands. How many have ever done a 10-day fast? How many have ever done a 30-day fast? Amen. So, brothers and sisters, February, March, April, May, June, July. I don't think most of us would be alive if we had no food for 5 months. They were in the ark for 5 months. That means in the boat. When you come out of the boat, the earth is devastated. All the plant life is gone. You got to plant and harvest. So God had them take, and we know that, I'm preaching to the choir. You might not have heard it said this way, but of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by what?
Seven.
The male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two. The male and his female. So let me ask you a question. How many, and my wife corrects me, so let me say it right. How many bovine were there?
That's a cow.
Yeah, but my wife said that's the female. She's right.
Wow.
How many deer were there? Come on, saints.
Two.
No.
Seven.
No. 14. There was 14 bovine, 14 deer, 14 sheep, 14 goats. So if you had to survive, and when you got out of the ark, you could sacrifice some, but you had to make sure that you You know, you could eat some, but you had to leave two. But you had to make sure when you left two, you can't be like the latest Supreme Court justice. You got to know the difference between a man and a woman. Can we say amen?
Amen.
You got to know what a woman cow is. And you got to know what a bull is. I'm just saying how ridiculous policy is. You know that woman knows what a woman is. That just shows you the power of policy. She didn't want to mess up the Democratic base because she needs their vote. So she would not answer a direct question. Will you give me a definition of a woman? And she couldn't do it. She wouldn't do it. She could do it. She wouldn't do it. That just shows you how stupid politics is. I believe we should know a definition of a woman. Amen? Praise God. So my brothers and sisters, how many a person does not, and this is what you can use as you witness, the law of Moses that they say was done away with at the cross, this is thousands of years before Moses was alive. God had already separated the clean from the unclean. You follow me? Long before Moses was alive. You had Noah, and then we're going to see what happens after this. So now this is, you want me to open that back up? Got it? Okay. The next 10 generations, this is all in your Bible.
Wow.
Japheth, this is in Genesis chapter 11. What did I say it is?
Genesis chapter 11.
That's right. Genesis chapter 11, but you have to go to Genesis 25 to find out how long Abraham lived. All right? So we'll do the same exercise. I'll say the name, you tell me how long they lived. Shem,
600 years.
Arphaxad, Selah. Are you noticing anything?
Yes.
Okay. Eber,
454 years.
Peleg,
239 years.
Serug,
230 years.
Nahor,
148 years.
Terah,
205 years.
Abraham. Was Abraham a righteous man?
Yes.
He was so righteous that the Bible, even in the New Testament, uses Abraham to help us understand righteousness by faith.
Amen.
This was not people who were not righteous, but they had gotten away from the original plan, and the animal products did what animal products do. They shorten your lifespan. Now, we are here in 2023. We just can't afford to do it, because if we do what they did, we're trying to stay alive to be 60s and 70s and 80s. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine? They never heard that when a child, when someone died before their parent, it was so significant that they put that in the Bible. I forgot who it was, but it says so-and-so died before his parents, because nobody ever died before their parents. We got babies dying of cancer. So if we don't follow the health message as Pastor was talking about, we're going to be extinct. We're weaker. You know, you know we have it on our phones now, but the hymnal, the new hymnal, some of us are know a little bit. We've been around Adventism for a long time. If you go back to the old hymnal, those songs are pitched a lot higher. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, man. And when they made the new hymnal, they pitched the songs a lot lower. Those brothers and sisters had better lungs than we do.
Wow.
And we can't hit the notes that they can hit. And so as we get, we keep moving forward, they're going to make the songs all bass if time lasts along. You know, we're just not as strong as they were, brothers and sisters. And I'm here to tell you, you know, we've met Amish people. And we work with the Amish. Those are some strong, hefty folks. And probably that's because it's in their genes and they just kind of, it's just that kind of life. But that's amazing to see little children going out there milking the cows and doing this. And that's just what they do. It's just part of life for them. So I want to see, just looking at this, and this is in the Bible, friend. It shows us God's health plan is better. You're going to like this. In other words, God knew that there would be a what? What's that, everybody? If you don't know what it is, you need to move to the country.
Outhouse.
Let's say it together. It's a what?
Outhouse.
Okay. So when I point to you, you say what?
Outhouse.
Okay. So God knew that there would be a?
Outhouse.
And God knew that there would be a fly that lived where?
In the house.
That's right. And God knew that there would be a frog that would eat the fly that lived where?
In the house.
And God knew that the snake would eat the frog that eats the fly that lives where?
In the house.
And God knew that the pig would eat the snake that ate the frog that ate the fly that lived where?
In the house.
So he didn't want you to eat the pig that eats the snake that eats the frog that eats the fly that lives where?
In the house.
Isn't he merciful?
Amen.
And people are saying, I don't care about you being you legalistic Christians. You taking my, we're free in Christ. Yeah, you're free in Christ to eat what's in the outhouse. It doesn't make sense, brothers and sisters. God is merciful. You know, what I'm trying to show us is the health message makes a whole lot of sense.
Amen.
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 All right. Did you know that sugar weakens your immune system? And we're talking about cancer today. This is a chart that shows how much sugar you eat on the left and how many bacteria your leukocyte can kill on the right. So when you eat 0 teaspoons of sugar, your leukocyte can kill 14 bacteria. That's 1 against 14. Martial artists can't even do that. But if you eat 6 teaspoons of sugar, it can only kill 10 bacteria. And if you eat 12 teaspoons of sugar, your white blood cell can only kill 5.5 bacteria. And then if you eat 18 teaspoons of sugar, your white blood cell can only kill 2 bacteria. If you eat 24 teaspoons of sugar, your white blood cell can only kill 1 bacteria. Guess how much sugar the average American eats a day? How many teaspoons? More. Very close. Somebody said, for the recording, somebody said 24, we said more. Somebody said 50, more. 52 teaspoons of sugar. And they eat more because some of them eat the sugar that you and I would eat. Some of us eat blackberries, can we say amen? All right now. And so my brothers and sisters, there is 18 teaspoons of sugar in a good slice of German chocolate cake. There can be at least 12 teaspoons of sugar in a can of soda. Some people drink 4 or 5 sodas a day. There's 3 teaspoons of sugar in some bubble gum. 1 piece of bubble gum. How many pieces do you chew a day? Don't answer that question. Okay? So my brothers and sisters, while that 52 sounds crazy, we need to watch what we do. And so I have a sweet tooth, and I know, and I've been watching it by the grace of God, because we can't afford to just let our immune systems go down like that. We're dealing with COVID. And so, brothers and sisters, if we, what's that?
I gave you sugar-free last night.
Amen. Amen. He gave us some sugar-free cake. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm not going to lie, and I'm not going to say whether or not I tried it a little bit, because y'all might judge me. Amen. Amen. Keep secrets. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, brothers and sisters, are you safe at the plate? Now, how many of us like chocolate? Tell the truth, shame the devil, as my friend would say. I didn't say you eat it, but how many of us like it? Amen. Praise God. Well, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that there might be some things in chocolate, might be, that you might not want in your chocolate, okay? So we're going to talk about, are you safe at the plate? And this is not a baseball game. So, we'll let it drop, let it sink in, as it says, let it sink in, right? Okay, so basically, and some of you all might be familiar with this, I don't know, but some of the chocolate that we eat comes from South America, and they say that it's harvested and it's left outside in these large piles. And in these large piles, they become perfect breeding grounds and nesting grounds for rats, mice, and other rodents. And they get into these big piles that are just left outside and to ferment, because it wouldn't be like we like it unless it fermented, okay? And so while it's fermenting, it's home for some of our creatures, okay? So when it's done, of course, they bring the big tractors and they scoop it up and they bring it to the truck and they take it to places to make our candy bars. So this is from the Food and Drug Administration of the United States of America, okay? And they say visible or solid animal excreta must not exceed, this is about chocolate, 10 milligrams per pound, 120 insect fragments per cup, or 2 rodent hairs per cup. So if that chocolate had 1.5 rodent hairs per cup, they could let it pass. If it had 9.5 milligrams of animal excreta, now do we need to talk about what excreta is? Amen. Praise God. We don't need to talk about that. So, my friends, it is a food that has a high probability of these things. So you want to watch that chocolate that you might be eating. Yes.
When I was younger and you ate chocolate, you could just eat it with no problem. Nowadays, it actually causes reactions.
Yes.
If you eat chocolate now.
Yes.
It actually causes reactions.
So the next time you're reaching for your favorite candy bar, it might be a Three Mouseketeers. Or that Reese's might have more pieces than you bargained for. That almond may not bring as much joy as it used to. Now, you have some people that will say, I don't care, I'm going to keep eating my candy bars. You know, they've got one slogan that says, sometimes you feel like a nut. And sometimes you don't. And finally, that's nothing to snicker about. Okay? So, can you repeat after me? The whiter the bread? You all already know the story. Amen. The whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead. If you get a chance, go to YouTube, and we have it should be on both. We have 2 different channels, but one channel that we just started was the Biblical Booster. So you want to subscribe to that channel and you'd be able to see the videos in that channel. But we actually, when we were there, some of you all came by when we were here in Atlanta and I did the presentation, The White of the Bread. Were you all there that day?
Not for that one.
Okay. So I actually show you, but in the, there's a video. It actually, we extracted that from the larger video, and I actually show you the whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead, and what happens when you eat white bread. But it clogs up the pipes. Any plumbers in the room? Okay.
From training.
Okay. I used to work for a plumber, and he was old school from the islands, and we would have to. This was before PVC was just super popular and all that stuff, and now they got this stuff called PEX. And so when we would solder pipes, because he was, you know, commercial and industrial, all that stuff, because we were working on a college campus. And so we had to learn how to solder the copper pipes. And when you solder a joint, it has to be very hot. And if there's water in the joint, like if you turn the water off, but the valve doesn't close all the way and it lets even just a little drop, as that drop gets near the joint, it'll create steam and it'll keep it from getting hot. So in order to clog up the pipe, we use white bread because it clogged up the pipe. And we would stuff it up high enough so that we could get the joint below. Then we could open up the little aerator, that allows it to come out under your hands. And then we would turn on the faucet. It would just blow all that white bread out into the sink. So it clogs up the plumbing.
Wow.
And it'll clog up your plumbing too, my friends. Don't eat these refined foods. You know, when we talk about these diseases, it depends on what glasses you're wearing. What do I mean by that? Some people wear medical school glasses, and so the things that we are saying are completely just out there in left field. Okay? Some of us believe in natural remedies, so these things are normal for us. Okay? So we need to watch what glasses we are wearing because it will affect our reception of truth. You see, one of my poems that I have in a biblical booster book, it talks about our background and in natural remedies. I've been called a quack all my life. almost all my life, because I've been a medical missionary almost all my life, okay? Starting in my teens and, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, I know what that means. So one of my poems says, I'm not taken aback when they call me a quack, okay? But we now live in a time of COVID where it's clinician versus physician, proctor versus doctor, medication man versus vaccination clan. And in the book, that's a capital K, like the Ku Klux Klan.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Silence every probe and vaccinate the globe while data is in beta. Our syringe will infringe. Here's the new national anthem most Americans now sing, or the land that's only free if at home you behave. My country, 'tis of thee, bring changes secretly of thee, I sing. Tell no one people died, critical data hide from every shot worldwide. Let freedom sting. Okay, so that's one of my poems in the Biblical Booster book, but I brought that out in this because it fits this what we're talking about. It's the glasses that you wear. We're in trouble when they will censor people like Dr. McCullough. We're in big trouble when they will censor people like Dr. Judy Mikovits. I'm going to tell you something. If you want to hear something and you don't want to understand it, but you want to understand it, you need to hear a lecture from Judy Mikovits. When you read, when you listen to Judy Mikovits, you won't understand everything, but you will understand everything. And how can that be? It's because she rattles stuff off that I know scientists don't even, other scientists don't even, she just rattles it off. The lady's a genius, and yet the spirit of what she's saying, you know exactly what she's saying. But she's just rattling off these long words and these scientific terms just like it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, okay? But when they censor people like that, you see, she was fired by Fauci, because she blew the whistle on what they were doing with AIDS and Ebola created in a laboratory. My brother.
She was put in jail by the
house. Yes, she was put in jail as well.
She were in jail.
Yep, she was arrested. She was arrested. So friends, guess what? Sometimes when you follow God, you might go to jail.
Amen.
Amen? You learned last night, I'm experienced. So I've had the orange suit on. I've had the handcuffs on. I've had the board strapped to my feet that they call shoes so you can't run away. But I'm here to tell you, you know, if that's where we end up, then we're supposed to do prison ministry. Amen?
Amen.
And if that's not where we're supposed to end up, God will make it such that that will not happen. But we have to be faithful. God has given us a wonderful lifestyle. We use the acronym LIVE FREE, love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. And we also have 7 channels of elimination. We talked about those last night. Colon, liver, kidney, skin, lungs, blood, and lymph. The Bible says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, this is not part of the message today, but I want to share something with you. If you look at this verse, let me say this. The designation or separation of chapters and verses in the Bible is not inspired. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
God didn't say, Moses. Yes, Lord. Right. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Blah, 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 blah. Right. Verse 2. Okay. Verse 2. He didn't do that. Man came along and said, this is another thought, so we're going to make this verse 2. This is another thought, we're going to make it verse 3. This is a new, larger thought, we're going to make this chapter 2. Okay? Man did that. Nothing wrong with it. It helps us find the Bible verses. Amen? But sometimes you can miss something God is trying to tell you because you forget that that's a man-made designation. 4 verses after God says, if you will diligently hearken and listen and obey, I won't put the diseases of Egypt on you. 4 verses later, the children of Israel said, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to the full. For you have brought this whole assembly out to kill us with hunger. 4 verses later. 5 verses later, which is the next verse, it says that God was going to rain down manna to test them to see whether they would walk in my law or no. God gave man a vegetarian diet to see if he would be willing to obey. Sometimes our willingness to follow health principles is a barometer as to whether we're really willing to follow God. Now, I didn't say we're judged, and whether we didn't drink our water today, we're going to hell or anything like that. But I'm saying, God understand, it is a barometer about our willingness to follow him. That's why he said, I'm going to put them on a vegetarian diet. I'm going to rain bread from heaven. That's just five verses. Check it out. Don't just listen to me. This is near the end of Exodus 15, and it's at the beginning of Exodus 16, verses 4 and 5. It's only about four or five verses beyond, you know, separating. So that's just another point that we need to understand. The diseases of Egypt have been discovered. There are these things that rhyme with mummy. No, I didn't say it right. They rhyme with dummy, and we call them mummy. And they are the Egyptians that were somehow, miraculously, we don't even understand how they did it, but they had some method of embalming the bodies. And we, with our modern science and our toxic embalming fluid, we don't know how they did it. But when they do autopsies on those bodies, they can find the clot that stopped your heart or stopped your brain, blood from the brain. They can show the cancer tumor that killed you in your lungs. And those pharaohs and other Egyptians were contemporary with Bible times. So the bottom line is, these modern scientists called paleopathologists, they have documented. We see cancer, we see arthritis, we see diabetes, our signs of, and we see signs of heart disease. That means God was trying to keep us from these diseases, because the promise was, if you'll obey, you won't get the diseases of Egypt. So my brothers and sisters, this is powerful information. The Bible says God brought them forth also with silver and gold. This is a mega church that you're seeing. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Now, you might think it's a lot of people in this mega church, and it might be thousands, maybe tens of thousands. I don't know how many people can sit in some of these places, but the children of Israel numbered more than a million. Can you imagine more than a million people, no COVID, more than a million people, no cancer, more than a million people, no diabetes, more than a million people, no high blood pressure, more than a million people, no arthritis, more than a million people, no depression, more than a million people, no carne, no leche, no huevos. Amen? It's about all the Spanish I know. But they were obedient. And God said, okay, they were like, Lord, how in the world am I going to be a plant-based vegetarian? God said, I can do anything if it had to fall from the sky. And that's exactly what he did. They were plant-based because it fell from the sky, brothers and sisters. So if you really want to be healthy, God can make it fall from the sky for you. Amen. Now, you might have to move and grow a garden, because we can't afford the produce, because organic produce is higher. But I'm here to tell you, friends, can I give you a little secret? She's the gardener in the family. That's not the secret, though. You would come and easily learn that. But the secret is, we found this stuff called mushroom compost. Man, it'll grow anything. So when you start your garden, find some mushroom compost. If you don't know what you're doing, our garden, we were like, oh no, we didn't leave enough space because it just grew so much in these boxes that we made. Man, we had to be we had to extract and pull stuff out so other stuff could have room to grow. So that's a little secret that I learned, that we've learned. Wanted to share that with you. So the Bible doesn't say you're not going to die. We're not here as medical missionaries to keep people from dying. We're here to keep people from dying before their time. Now, this is not a trick question. This is not a trick question. How do you say this is not a trick question in Espanol? ¿Cómo se dice this is not a trick question in Espanol? This is not a trick question.
No es una pregunta capciosa.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay? Did Adam and Eve commit murder? Did they shoot anybody?
No.
Did they stab anybody?
No.
Did they rob a bank?
No.
Did they do what this FTX guy supposedly did and take people's investments and steal the investments? Is that what they did?
No.
Okay. We're in the mess that we are in simply because they ate from the wrong menu.
Amen. Amen.
Something to think about.
Amen.
They didn't do anything big, bad, and bold. They just got away from BlackBerry. Can we say amen?
Amen?
And they ate from a forbidden tree. So I'm just sharing these things, brothers and sisters, because these show how important it is. Let's talk about cancer. I like this one before we get into cancer. This is a missionary. And you see the look on this guy's face. So you mean to tell me you brought Bibles, but you didn't bring no food? We should have something to meet the need of the people. Do you understand this, my sister? Sister, what's her name, sister? What is your name?
Janet.
Jana?
Janet.
Janet. Do you understand what this is saying? Missionarios? Missionary? She's talking to Hijo, the boy, and he's looking. You give Bible no food? Okay. So we have to be able to meet the need of the people. There is a video called Forks Over Knives. How many have ever seen it? You have, Brother Paxton?
I've seen most of it.
Okay. A lot of people don't understand what it means. What it basically means is, see, the knife there is the knife for surgery. It's called a scalpel for surgery. So what it's basically saying is, if you're careful what you put on your fork, you won't have to lay under the surgeon's knife. So it's forks over knives. Okay? That's the concept. And they found that when you change the diet, cancer got turned on. And when you ate a plant-based diet, it turned cancer off. These are the rocks crying out, my friends. They're not speaking from a Bible point of view. These are doctors and scientists saying what we see in science is that this diet that is in the Bible, they don't say that, is what cures disease. And I just want to share that with you because, you know, it's important. Now, this is somewhat humorous. How many have ever heard of WD-40? You know, that it's a lubricant?
Yeah.
This is like WD-40. But on the back of the can, it says, this product is known to cause cancer in the state of California. So I don't have a problem because I'm in Georgia. You see how silly that is? That's politics talking. They have to say that in California, so they are compliant with the law. But I promise you, if it causes cancer in the state of California, it causes cancer in Georgia. Now, there's a lot of things that we may use that cause cancer. I use this product, but I'm not ingesting it, okay? I might wear a mask, or I might have to do it and let it air out, you know, whatever. Because it's basically a lubricant like WD-40, all right? I just want to share that. Now, if you want to, yes, Brother Paxton.
Even though it starts, they say that in California, everything that starts in California have a proof to go all over America.
Oh, yeah. Really, the bottom line is, they have to put it in there because California has a law that says they have to say it. So it's just funny how they say it because it makes it look like if you're not in California, you're all right. You know, but we know that's not the case. Yes. If you understand eggs in a basket of hay, huevos, is that huevos?
Huevos.
Huevos. Eggs in a basket of hay, you can understand cancer.
Mm.
It's not hard to understand.
Mm.
An egg has blanco, white, inside the egg.
Yes.
And it has a yolk, the yellow, inside the egg. Your cell also has a cytoplasm, which is like the white of an egg, and your cell has a nucleus, which is like the yolk of an egg. And just like the yolk of an egg, it's the nucleus that has the DNA. Okay? What happens is, when we have our cells, and when our cells have oxygen, and they have sugar, which is nutrition, which is glucose, that creates energy. Okay? And that's what this is showing. This is showing that when you have sugar and oxygen, or glucose and oxygen, you have energy for your cell. Okay? However, when there are toxins in your body, toxins that come from eating too many Hostess Twinkies, can we say amen?
Amen.
I didn't get everybody saying amen. Toxins that come from eating too many Reese's peanut butter cups. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I didn't get everybody saying amen. Now that was my favorite. I'll tell you, I might not have said amen on the Reese's back in the day. But now we just learned that there might be more pieces in our Reese's than we bargained for, right? But when we eat the flesh of dead animals, my brother, Even the PA system protested on that one. When we eat the flesh of dead animals, it's more toxic, my friends. It is. And when you eat a lot of eggs, milk, and cheese, there's just more toxins. And so when those toxins, I'm explaining to you how cancer develops in your body, okay? Those toxins damage the cell wall. We eat a lot of chemicals in our food. Red dye 54 and all these different things, right? So when you eat all these toxic foods, it actually poisons your cell wall. When you damage the cell wall blocks sodium, calcium, and magnesium. Sodium, calcium, and magnesium are what bring in oxygen. So when you have a toxic lifestyle and diet, what ends up happening is you end up with sugar or glucose inside your cell, but you don't end up with enough oxygen inside your cell. Okay? I'm telling you how cancer develops in your body. So when that happens, the cell does not have energy because the cell is like the engine of your car. You need air intake and you need fuel. And when you put a spark in that, it runs the engine. Now, when the cell does not have enough energy and it only has sugar, there is another way that it can develop energy. It's called fermentation. So because there is no oxygen with the glucose has to use a different process to get energy, and it uses fermentation. Now, fermentation does not give you a lot of energy. Now, some of us are old enough to remember record players. Raise your hand if you were old enough to, if you ever played a record player.
Yeah.
Amen. So some of us may have never played a record player. You remember the records when they got a scratch on the record? What did it sound like? It would just keep going back. Who knows what I'm talking about? Okay? So the energy that is used in fermentation is basically energy that is like a broken record. It just allows multiplication, and the cell is just enough for the cell to make unhealthy copies, to make copies of itself. Not healthy copies, unhealthy copies, okay? Cancer is nothing but your cell making unhealthy copies because it doesn't have enough oxygen because the toxins block the oxygen from getting in. That's all cancer is, okay? And therefore, you'll have low energy. Now, when your body has this fermentation, there's this substance called lactic acid. That's what's produced by the cell. When the cell has this lactic acid, it recognizes that lactic acid is the fuel for cancer. So it actually kicks it out. It actually kicks the lactic acid out. That lactic acid then goes to the liver, and if the liver is healthy, it just pushes it out through the bile and you don't get cancer. But if you eat foods that the liver has a hard time with, the liver has a hard time with too much meat. The liver has a hard time with too much sugar. The liver has a hard time with too much fat of any kind. So when you have a diet that is the standard American diet, you know, standard begins with S, American begins with A, and diet begins with D. What did I just spell? It's sad. When we have the standard American diet, my friends, the liver is burdened. And so it can't push out that lactic acid. And so the lactic acid gets recirculated through the body. And it goes, and at that point, when it comes back to the cell, it actually fuels cancer. That's why we do a lot of juicing when we have cancer, because we want to neutralize that acid. But I just gave you cancer 101. That's all cancer is. It is simply toxins that keep your cell from having enough oxygen, and therefore lactic acid builds up because of fermentation, and lactic acid fuels cancer. Now, I will tell you this. What I just told you, I said it in a very simple way, but modern medicine has not known this for a long time. It's been more recent that they've figured out that lactic acid is the fuel for cancer. Although we knew we had to have an alkaline diet for years, we didn't always understand the mechanisms as to why. So the liver takes this form of lactic acid called lactate, and it gets rid of it. But when it can't, it just recirculates, going back to the cancer. And lactate has signaling properties. It's like a hormone property that tells the cancer to really grow. Okay, so that's what we need to understand. And so then it gets to altering the DNA, the multiple copies get made, and then the basket of hay. The hay reminds us of the fibrin mesh. That's what makes a tumor bigger and bigger. It just gets filled up with all this fibrin mesh, and that makes it hide from the immune system. Okay, yes, Brother Paxton.
That's why the devil didn't want that brother to come back today.
Right.
He would have found out
how easy it was.
The key to not only his better health, but also his well-being.
Yes.
And why God led him for such a time was he here last night.
Preferably by the grace of God, you know, he's got the card. I didn't think to get his number because I thought he was coming back today. But, you know, sometimes the devil just discourages people, but we have to keep praying for him. So we got to get rid of toxins, friends, and we have to get an alkaline diet, and that's important. Did you know that the phrase life of the flesh is only twice in the Bible? Once it says the life of the flesh is in the blood, and the other scripture says a sound heart, a strong heart is the life of the flesh. What we do as medical missionaries is simply clean up people's blood and increase circulation. That's all we're doing. Whether it's exercise, hydrotherapy, drinking water, we're cleaning up the blood, and we're increasing and balancing circulation. If a person has cancer, they need about 3 quarts of juice a day, okay? That's about 96 ounces of juice a day, okay? And depends on what kind of cancer you have, there's different formulas. Like you need more green drinks if it's a male or female cancer, although a good amount of green is good for any cancer. I brought this in mainly for the gentlemen because we make a generator. We don't have a factory. This is simply it's components that are used in various industries, and we put them together to make this hydrogen generator that takes distilled water and splits the molecules, and so using electrolysis. So it puts electricity through the distilled water with an electrolyte added, and it causes the distilled water to split. Distilled water is nothing but H2O. It's two atoms of hydrogen, one atom of oxygen, make a molecule of water. So if you can split that, you got this hydrogen gas that's being pumped out. The reason why I wanted, I added this slide this morning, simply because some cancers are hard to deal with, and that's because they can hide from the body, immune system. Hydrogen, and therefore they can get into the, like when you have a brain tumor, there's a barrier. They call it the blood-brain barrier. Have you ever heard of it? Okay, there are certain places in our body that can hide from the cancer. Hydrogen will penetrate the blood-brain barrier. And it is an anti-cancer gas, basically. It shrinks cancer. So I added that slide for his sake, just so he can understand that there are natural remedies that can get through that blood-brain barrier. Yes?
So do you see that y'all made that?
Yes, but I want to make it very clear. We don't have a factory. We actually buy the components and we put it, we build it from the various components.
How many have you built?
Probably 150.
I need to talk to you.
We can talk. Yeah, we'll talk after Sabbath.
Okay.
But again, I added this mainly for the brother. It is good for cancer, period. It's good for any type of inflammation. Now, we didn't really talk a lot about inflammation. We touched on it, arthritis, but diabetes is a disease of inflammation. Hypertension is a disease of inflammation. And we also have other things that my wife will bring out later, like an anti-inflammation herbal tonic that's made out of MSM and turmeric and some enzymes, you know. Brother.
So what you're saying to us is going to be life-sustaining is the days and the months to come. Because
more than you might realize.
Yeah, if you got people who are in power saying that they want to darken the sun.
Yeah.
And also bring up all other types of mentalities upon us, we better know how God is working.
Right.
Yes,
that's right. We're going to be talking about COVID this afternoon, and we've got some information that very few people have ever heard of. But I will tell you this. This machine reverses COVID in its tracks. When I've had people that could not, I mean, they could barely breathe, they could put this on their nose, and immediately they got relief. Because COVID is nothing but inflammation. It's a man-made virus that increases inflammation. Okay? Yes, sir.
Also, I came to understand that doctor said his soul chef that he's saying is going to be processed to bring people to a point where they're going to, you know, and he said we just under the second step.
It is definitely a plan, and we're going to talk more about that in the afternoon. So we're just talking about different ways. This is for anybody who doesn't think you can do juicing. This man was fat, sick, and nearly dead. That's a video. You can go online and find his video. And he juiced for 60 days. That's 2 months. Nothing but water and vegetable juice. And he cured himself of an incurable autoimmune disease. This is a pH scale you're seeing on the screen. And the pH scale shows the acidity versus alkalinity, okay? And you want to make sure that you're slightly alkaline, okay? You don't want to be acidic, which most people are acidic, and you die of acidosis. Nobody dies in America of alkalinosis. They die of acidosis, okay? So we have an extract that has several of these herbs in it. Maybe not everything, but I just wanted to bring out some of them, but these are some of the herbs in the herbal extract. They have patented the names of diseases. Most people don't know that. So we can't have a formula that's called a cancer formula. So if you look carefully, you might say, man, these people don't know how to spell, because it's the letter C and the word answer, like an answer to cancer. The number two, like tumor, tumor, you get it? Okay, so cancer, tumor, herbal extract. There's other herbs there too, and we just mentioned some of the things. Partiaco is an insect-resistant bark. It's anti-parasitic. It's also anti-cancerous. Chaparral is really, really powerful. It contains NDGA, which inhibits aerobic and anaerobic glycolysis. That's the energy-producing ability of a cancer cell. And there's bloodroot. The power of the plant lies in its root system, where a special plant alkaloid or chemical is stored. That herbal chemical is called sanguinarin. This causes cancer to die. The death word is called apoptosis. Something simple like garlic is good for cancer. It keeps the blood supply from getting to cancer cells. There's another formula that was developed by a nurse, and she was also an herbalist. Her name is Renee Casey. She's probably dead now. This has been a formula that's been around for a long time. Essiac is simply her name spelled backwards. And it's a popular formula among herbalists, and we also have an Essiac herbal formula. So what do? We recommend that people with cancer have a 10-day juice fast. If you have to add a broth or smoothie, do so, but try to stay on juices. We use herbal supplements. We use hydrotherapy to heat the body, and that builds up the immune system. We drink hydrogenated water, or we breathe hydrogenated air from the machine. We take poultices and other things topically that we put on top of the tumor area. We use castor oil packs. We then follow the live-free lifestyle, which is symbolized by the plant-based diet with lots of raw foods. Now, this might not be exciting for you, but if you have cancer, you need to do coffee enemas. Now, I know enema sounds like enemy, okay? But this is not your enemy. It is an enema that helps to boost your immune system, and it also helps to get rid of the lactic acid that's building up and recirculating in the liver. Remember, we learned the liver is toxic and congested. And so I put on there the type of enema kit that we have. You can find that off of Amazon. You know, we used to use the old hot water bottle bag method, but this is so much easier. It's easier to clean, it's easier to work with, and you will be blessed by this, my friend. People in pain, coffee enemas, we don't even know why, but it relieves pain. So, you know, let's wise up. I'd rather have a coffee enema than be dead. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now, if you didn't say amen, we got to talk. Amen?
Amen.
It's either coffee enema or be dead. I'd rather be having a coffee enema. Amen. So anyway, here's the live free lifestyle. Love God. Include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. And then there's our website there, torso.org. So we're going to end with that, maybe take a little break, and then we'll come back and we'll have a message entitled, How to Postpone Your Funeral. How many want to postpone their funerals? Amen. I was going to call you out if you didn't raise your hand on that one. Because, I mean, I can tell you what to eat if you want to have a funeral real fast. Amen. God is good, brothers and sisters. Thank God for Jesus, amen, who died on Calvary's cross for us, and he made it possible for us to have this wonderful information at our fingertips, amen. 10 minutes enough? 10-minute break? Okay, let's come back at about 5 till, and we'll have another message. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Bless us, Lord, as we prepare to just take a little break and clear our minds and process what we've learned. And we ask that you would please come and abide with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for, although it's a little late, you joined us. This is for we saved these for the family. Again, I forgot to record Friday's meeting, but we have two more that we recorded. And so we'll figure out when we will play those, but you will not miss out on those meetings. Let's pray. Father, thank you very much for this opportunity to share the truth. Thank you for our loved ones here on the broadcast. Thank you for the opportunity to see Sister Winston yesterday, and we just ask that you will continue to bless us as we move forward to share the truth with others. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children, lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Closing song, I will trust in the Lord.
I will.